So in Parshas Maaseh, this is the final sicha of Chelek Yud Gimel. Parshas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Aleph 34. Halfway through the parsha, the Torah starts telling us, "Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Lemar." Hashem spoke to Moshe and said, "Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, command the Jewish people, v'amarta le'em, and tell them, ki atem boim al ha'aretz Kanaan, when you come to the land of Kanaan, zois ha'aretz, this is the land, asher tipa lechem, which will fall to you, benachala, as an inheritance, eretz Kanaan l'gvuloseh, the land of Kanaan to its boundaries." Comes Rashi. There's two Rashis on this pasuk, and really the sikha is going to focus on both Rashis. The first Rashi is Zoysar Tzasher Tipa Lochem. Comes Rashi and says, why do we need to know the boundaries? Lefisha Habe Mitzvahs Noeges Baretz, because many mitzvahs are accustomed only in the land. You only do the mitzvahs in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein Noeges B'chutz La'aretz, and are not done in outside Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we need to know the boundaries. To tell you, that from these borders inwards, the mitzvahs are kept, and obviously the outside not. Comes Rashi in the second Rashi. The first Rashi was on the words, "This is the land asher tipolachem," and this is just in the words tipolachem. Al shem shenischalka begoyrel nikras chaluka. Why tipol fall? Because it's called because they got the division of Eretz Yisrael through a Goyro. So therefore, the word tipol, fall, can also be used as the word split. Nafal ha-goral. The Goyro fell, which means it's split. Midrash Agada, Omer, the Midrash Agada says, Ha-yidei shehipol HaKadosh Baruch Hu sarem shel shuvah umos, Hashem took the ministers of the seven nations that were in Eretz Yisrael at the time, in Hashamayim from heaven, u'kfasam lifnei Moshe, and literally bound them in front of Moshe, and he said that, hey, look, they don't have any power. In other words, don't be afraid to conquer them. So the question you have to ask is, first of all, how does Rashi know that the reason why we have to know the boundaries is because to know which mitzvahs are done where? Maybe it's just to tell us how to conquer the land, where we're going to conquer. Also, why is Rashi coming with two different interpretations on the word tipo? And that second interpretation, that Hashem took seven angels from heaven, is so out of Pshutei Shel Mikra, it's so out of the simple reading of the text. And also the length of Rashi, in the first Rashi, he goes, these mitzvahs are in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz, etc., etc., very wordy. And the question is, what's Rashi ultimately here to say? So this sicha is a combination of two farbringens the Rebbe had on Shabbos Parshas Matis Maaseh, one in Chavav 1966, and one in Tavshin Lamed 1970. And the Rebbe says like this, if all Hashem wanted, if all the pasuk was there to tell us, is that we should know what to conquer, then the question is, why are we telling it to Moshe, not to Yeshua? Moshe is not the one taking them in. By now, already from Parshas Chukas, we know we're not taking them in. And also, what's the words, tipo lechem, that the land will fall to you? Why is that relevant? Why is he telling you how it's going to come to you? Why is that part of the story? Just say, okay, these are the boundaries that when you conquer, you'll get. What's asher tipo lechem that will fall to you? Why is that important? Why is it important to know that it's going to come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc.? And also, why is Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to tell to the Jewish people? This is very much a thing that Yeshua needs to know as the commander of the troops, and he'll figure out what to share with who. But why Tzavos Bnei Yisrael? You have to tell the Jewish people, and it's one of the last things he has to tell them before his passing. And therefore, Rashi comes to the answer that what's Moshe Rabbeinu's role? Moshe is the one that teaches us Torah. So this was necessary to Moshe's role in teaching us Torah. Moshe taught us all the mitzvahs, both mitzvahs which are only done in Eretz Yisrael and mitzvahs not. So this is part of Moshe's role, even though he's not going to take them to Eretz Yisrael, he teaches them. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to teach them the laws of mitzvahs that are dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And in order to know that, he's going to tell you the boundaries, where to keep those mitzvahs, etc. Now, you have to, the question still asked, the east of Israel, the land where the Uvein, Gad, and half of Menashe conquered, also becomes somewhat part of Eretz Yisrael, so why don't we have to know those exact boundaries as well? So therefore, Rashi has to get very specific and wordy to say, Loimer lecha, to tell you, minak vules halalu, dafka, from these boundaries inward, is Eretz Yisrael, not the other thing. That part of Eivar HaYarden, the other side of the Jordan River, east of the Jordan River, is not part of the Eretz Yisrael that I'm telling you, mitzvah sakleis baretz. That means you conquered other stuff by now. In Parshas Matos, we learned about it. They conquered certain lands. And over here, the Torah is coming to tell you, this is the boundaries where it ends, and this is, and we're not referring to the part outside. Now we could also see the second Rashi, why he says Tipa Lechem. So he comes and explains two interesting answers. One that was by a Goyrol, and the other one with the interesting Medrash. According to what we said in Rashi, that the reason that we're telling us the Pasuk is to tell the boundaries, telling you where mitzvahs are kept and where not. And how did you learn that? How do you know that that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell you? One of the proofs, other than the fact that why would Hashem tell it to Moshe, not Yeshua, was the words Asher Tipa Lechem, that it's coming from Hashem. So therefore, the lesson Asher Tipa Lechem is telling you that this land's coming from Hashem, and therefore there's an extra holiness, and you have to do mitzvahs. So then if it's coming from Hashem, then why are we using the word Tipa? It should be Aliyah. Asher Tokum. When Avram received Maris Machpelah, Vayakum, he picked it up, he upgraded it. Tipo sounds like a downgrade. And to answer this comes Rashi and says, no, it's not a downgrade. The Ashatipo literally means from a Goyrol. And it's a Goyrol, which is Chalukah, which means Nefila. But then the question is, over here we're not talking about dividing Eretz Yisrael into 12, we're just talking about the basic conquering. The Goyrol wasn't about this. The Goyrol wasn't about conquering Eretz Yisrael. It was about who divides to who. We're not talking about that here. So therefore comes a Rashi and brings a Medrash Agada that the Eibishter brought the seven ministers from heaven and bound them. But because it's so not Pshut Yishol Mikra, it's so not the simple reading of the text, it stays as a second Pshat, and the first Pshat is the main one. Comes to the Eben, final eyes. Final ice of the Sikha and the final ice of the Sefer, and says, we know that Eretz refers to Am Yisrael. Zois Ha'aretz Asher Tipa Lachem refers to the Neshama coming from a high place and coming into this world when we're born. And comes Rashi and tells you there's certain mitzvahs that could only be kept in the land. In other words, there are certain mitzvahs that can only be kept when we come into this Eretz, when neshama beguf, when we're in this body, and we can make a dir b'tachtonim. Even though it's not the same level that we were before, but over here we can actually fill our intention. So why nefila? Why the lashon nafal? And comes Rashi and tells you that it's a goyrel. What's the hint? That by the neshama coming down here into the body, and the level of love and awe that the neshama has for Hashem in this world is much less compared to before. So it really feels like nefila that it fell. But you come to Goyrel, you come to the highest level, the level beyond logic, as is explained often in Chassidus, especially regarding the Purim Maimarim, that you reach a level lemaila mitam v'das. So tipol, but you reach the level of Goyrel. And the second interpretation of Rashi is that Hashem literally binds the seven ministers. This tells you that when you keep the mitzvahs that were here, and we do it in a way beyond logic, in other words, with absolute Kabbalah Solom, Siris Nefesh, Hashem binds away and literally locks up all those things that will disturb us. And then we're able to do our job of Tir B'Tachtonim, and the whole world will then be like Eretz Yisrael, as it says, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shedispash B'Chol Elam Kulay, the entire world will become Eretz Yisrael, and may it be taken from Yad Mamish,